Welcome to Addiction and the Law. There are many viewpoints on this topic, however, I'll be discussing the following two. One viewpoint is if you are on drugs and break the law, then you belong in prison. The other viewpoint is that if someone is on drugs and it's like they have a disease, though some people would disagree with this, many studies have shown that if you have an addiction, your brain responds and looks differently than a healthy brain, so they should be put in a rehab center. A case study that was shown on CNN talks about how the brain itself changes when you're an addict. When you first take a drug, you have a large sense of euphoria because of dopamine. But when you don't use drugs, those feelings of happiness and euphoria are easier to get. However, when you are on drugs, that part of the brain shrinks, so you need more and more drugs. In my first interview, I asked my mother, "Do you think that someone who is an addict should go to jail or should be admitted to a rehab center?" I also asked her, "Do you think that someone on drugs should be responsible for their actions? Do you see addiction as a disease? And do you think some people are more likely to become addicts?" This is what she said.
"I feel as though someone who commits a crime that's an addict should go to a rehab center initially. I think that if they're under the influence of drugs, then more than likely they were not in their right frame of mind when they committed this crime. However, I do think repeat offenders, after they have been given treatment, may need to be jailed in order to protect the society and also themselves at some point. I think someone who's on drugs needs to take responsibility for their actions, but may not fully be able to do so based on the drugs they're on and the condition they were in when they committed the crime. But they have to take responsibility for their drug use, which would enable them to also take responsibility for their actions. First getting help and then punishment if necessary for whatever they've done. I do see addiction as a disease because I don't think anyone wants to be sleeping on the street or taking drugs that have them so disoriented that they don't even know what they're doing. Nobody, I think, wants to disappoint their family or their loved ones. And I think if most people could stop taking drugs, they would. I do think addiction in a lot of ways is hereditary. For example, children who are born addicted to crack. I mean, they are babies. Obviously, there is something genetically that has enabled them to be an addict at birth. So I don't think that it's something that a lot of times is choice. I think that when people start experimenting with drugs, if they have an addictive personality or an addictive genetic makeup, unfortunately, they just suffer because once they start, they're unable to stop.
I also asked my cousin Yolanda the same questions. For the first, she answered that a rehab center would be better for an addict than going to jail. She does believe that even if you're on drugs, you're responsible for your actions. She's on the fence about whether or not addiction is truly a disease. And lastly, she does not think that some people are more likely to become addicts than others. With that, I'm going to close out this podcast. Remember, whether or not you think addiction is a disease, if you or one of your family members was an addict, how would you want to judge to treat them? Thank you for listening to Addiction and the Law.